With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The FT.
At the end of every day, these items can be found on my desk at work. A large cardboard cup containing a residue of cold brownish milk, a bag with grease marks and Danish pastry crumbs stuck to it, at least one empty can of Diet Coke, a wrapper that once contained an egg and cress sandwich, a banana skin, and an empty Maltesers packet. For more than a decade, I have been a devotee of dining al desco and have defended the practice to anyone who attacks it. I enjoy eating at my desk, and frequent visits to the vending machine punctuate the day and serve equally well for reward, for consolation, and for an energy boost. But last week, I gave it all up. A visitor to the office would now find no trace of food on my desk, only a bone china cup, washed up and left neatly by my keyboard. This radical transformation has come as a result of reading a column by the restaurant reviewer A.A. Gill, in which he expounds a new sort of diet. You can eat whatever you like, in whatever quantity, but must obey the following rules on how you do it. 1. Don't eat anything that can't be eaten with a knife and fork. 2. Eat at a table with a place set, preferably facing someone else who's also eating. 3. Never eat because you are hungry. Always eat because it's lunchtime. 4. Never eat standing up. 5. Never eat anything with or off plastic or cardboard. 6. Never eat with a screen on in the same room. And 7. All meals must have at least 2 courses, except breakfast. At home, I've always more or less followed this diet. There are not many things left in life that I unambiguously believe in, but the family meal time, with everyone sitting around a table which has been laid in advance, is one of them. Yet if this diet comes so naturally at home, why do I abandon it the minute I get to work? The detritus on my desk shows that every day I break all the rules. I even flout rule number 4 and eat the first couple of Maltesers on the journey back from the vending machine to my desk. You could say that the fault isn't mine. It's that offices invite uncivilized eating. My mother, a great believer in putting milk in jugs, is not there to advise, and I'm surrounded by colleagues slurping and munching their way through the day. I set out to see what office life would be like following Gill's rules. The first change is that you have to have breakfast at home, which turns out to be an instant improvement, as your own kitchen is the ideal place for breakfast, and a belly full of porridge and toast is a better start to the day than a greasy Danish. Mid-morning, I made a cup of coffee in the office, offered it round, and drank mine from a china cup. This was so agreeable. Better coffee, cheaper, and more sociable. It made me wonder what I've been doing all these years, sucking lattes out of a hole in a plastic lid, like a baby drinking from a beaker. At lunchtime on day 1, I went out with a colleague to buy a sandwich and some fruit, which we ate at a small table in his office. It was okay, but the wrapping was non-compliant, and I was eating with my hands. So on day 2, I broached the office canteen, where I haven't eaten in years. There, I ate hot food on crockery with a knife and fork, which I also used for my banana, which oddly tasted better as a result. The food wasn't great, but the break in the day, the enforced conversation with colleagues, and the superior feeling that comes from being civilized more than made up for it. Mid-afternoon, I went without Maltesers but didn't miss them, nor did I miss the Diet Coke. Instead, I made a pot of tea for everyone and, thinking of my mum, even put the milk in a jug. The reason it was so easy is that food itself is curiously forgettable. What is not forgettable is the anticipation and the ritual. The knowledge that I was going to eat properly at lunchtime made the anticipation sweeter. Equally, the ritual of warming the teapot does the soul some good. Set against the benefits of this new diet, which is convivial, civilised, healthy, cheap, tidy, and creates little rubbish, the only disadvantage is it makes you disagreeably smug. With all the intolerance of a brand new convert, I've been giving filthy looks to the man who sits next to me as he stuffs a cheese croissant into his mouth while gawping at the screen. So far, my disapproval hasn't created many disciples. However, the diet is so good, I think coercion might be called for. Companies should get rid of all their vending machines and make the canteen the heart of office life, just as the kitchen is the centre at home.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.